For WKMS News, I'm Matt Mark Graff. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is preparing for hundreds of thousands of people coming to the region next month for prime viewing of the total solar eclipse. The rare event is on August 21st and is crossing the United States from coast to coast, and the Hopkinsville area happens to be at the point of greatest eclipse, where totality is 2 minutes and 40 seconds. KYTC District 1 and 2 spokesman Keith Todd says there's not much to compare the once-in-a-lifetime event to in terms of planning for what the region will look like.
So we started looking for things out there that might be similar to this. In terms of a mass movement of people. And really about the only thing we found was going back to 1969 to Woodstock in New York.
The festival drew an estimated 400,000 people, a number close to the anticipated eclipse turnout in the region. Todd says KYTC is learning lessons from Woodstock.
Of course, they ran out of food within a day or so, and you know, people were raiding apple orchards to get food. That was in the days pretty much pre-bottled water days, so water was a big item. And then you had people who were parking their cars in the middle of the New York State Thruway and walking 30 miles to get to this site.
KYTC isn't anticipating an issue like that, since in Kentucky, the eclipse totality path is primarily along the I-24 corridor and stretches east to Bowling Green. Todd says he's been working with emergency management and state police on how to manage the influx of people. One idea, he says, is to implement a NASCAR-style traffic control system in heavily congested areas,
where you put cones down the middle of the interstate and tell everybody, if you're going to exit, keep right, and if you're through traffic, keep left.
But even that presents a challenge, as people will be coming from and going to different places.
You know, until we get down to the last few days, it's really still going to be difficult to get a handle on what kind of issues that we're going to be facing.
A total solar eclipse occurred in Oregon in 1979. Todd says he reached out to their transportation people to see if anyone remembers what it was like.
In the course of talking back and forth with the Oregon DOT people, we realized that in 1979 there was no internet. There was no social media to drive interest in the event.
Todd says there's no scientific data as to how many people will actually come to the region, but has talked to a person bringing two tour buses and a caravan of 50 cars. He says a church group is bringing a tour bus and 25 or 30 cars, and he's aware of school groups from Louisville and Lexington coming for field trips. As of Tuesday, he says Hopkinsville is expecting people from 16 countries in 36 states.
And that, to me, is one of the best indicators of how many people are coming at us.
For WKMS News, I'm Matt Mark Graff.